What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nine players arrive in St. Joe for Camp Island. Only one can take home the final prize. Who will be the 2025 Chiefs Camp Darling?
It's getting out of crunch time. We wanted to wait till after a preseason game to give some guys more of an opportunity. If you're just joining us for the first time, you heard right there. We started with nine. We've eliminated Jared Wiley, Elijah Mitchell, Jake Brenningstuhl, Noel Williams, Shaquarius Spivey. This is just to be Camp Darling. It doesn't mean Noel Williams can't still be a great player down the road. But here's who's on the island still. Breshard Smith, Tyquan Thornton, Omar Norman Lott, and Jalen Royals. Nobody's getting eliminated today, but we will have two guys eliminated during this week. In fact, tomorrow, the question today is, as we said, there's an opportunity to get somebody new on the island if they perform, if they have a performance that has people talking. And I think it's very safe to say, when you get one of the two throws from Patrick Mahomes in a preseason game.
Wow. So you think that Jason Brownlee?
I think Brownlee deserves to be on Camp Darling Island. I don't know if he's going to end up being the Camp Darling. Tyquan Thornton, to me, is still in a good spot. But Jason Brownlee, doesn't he have to get invited on the island, guys?
He apparently played in the NFL. I didn't know if he'd even had an NFL rep. In 2023, he had five catches for 56 yards and a touchdown for the New York Jets. So he's been in the NFL.
The two names I would throw out there today, Brownlee, and I know he's a vet, so you guys are going to say he doesn't qualify, but Robert Tonyan was really good in the preseason. He's tight end three. He's tight end three. Jared Wiley?
Too hard to be a camp darling in a position that contains Travis Kelce.
I understand. We had Wiley and Brenningstuhl. We had tight ends. Look, Jared Wiley.
They were the first two dudes eliminated.
Jared Wiley is in danger of being nothing more than a practice squad guy. He just hasn't done anything at camp. Brenningstuhl hasn't practiced. He's clearly done. I think Robert Tonyan deserves a look, and Jason Brownlee deserves
a look.
Somebody
said they wanted Issa Pohl to get a mention on here.
He's going to be a practice squad guarantee.
He looked good.
He did. He was playing in the fourth quarter.
Let's have a conversation about it, because here's my only issue with Brownlee. That was his only catch. He had one catch for a single yard.
But that's the role he might
have
this year.
It was good for a touchdown, but that man had one catch. He's getting on Camp Darling Island.
Are you suggesting that he might be what people thought Justin Ross would be?
Yes. Let's also be reasonable with this. Jason Brownlee's not going to have 500 yards receiving.
That's not what Camp Darling's about. It's not about your season.
Brownlee is a guy that maybe gives him what he did, which is why I still think in the preseason game, the only reason why he got snaps before some of the other guys is because they started their drive in the red zone because of the turnover on the kickoff. If they started the drive at their own 20, I don't know if Brownlee sees any snaps on the opening drive.
This is why this second preseason game is going to matter for Camp Darling Island and the eventual winner next Monday.
Yeah, so I think Brownlee or Bob Tonyan to Camp Darling Island.
Text line is mentioning a lot of Tonyan fans over there.
He looked good. He's going to be the third tight end. Brownlee, I think.
Big Bob. I think. Hang on a second. When we talk about Robert Tonyan, can we please just say Big Bob?
Because he's 31, though, is the problem for putting him on camp.
That's too old.
You can't be a darling anymore. I don't know if you can be a darling at age 31.
You ever seen anybody at 31 on a dating show? Unless it was the Golden Bachelor? We're not doing Golden Camp Darling Island. Cam Darling's got to be under the age of 30.
That's not fair to him.
I mean, this is Camp Darling, not F-Boy Island, Cody. But at the same time, I think you're right. 31-year-old Tonyan can't be a darling. You're probably right. Here,
but Camp Darling?
Yeah.
You can't be in your 30s.
Noah Williams, though, I feel better about my pick there. Uh-huh. He's someone that I might make a case tomorrow to put back on the island as well. He had a was it him or CRW that forced the fumble on the return? CRW, right?
Had a
really Christian Roland Wallace. He's not a darling candidate, but he actually had a nice preseason.
I think
you
have a better argument for Chris for Roland Wallace than you do for some other guys just because of the game that he had.
All right, so we got to get down to 3 tomorrow. So if we want to put Brownlee in, that's fine.
Do this?
But does it? But Brownlee's up for elimination
for
tomorrow.
Sure. I mean, I could if we had to eliminate somebody today, I know exactly who I would be eliminating.
Norman Lott?
Yeah.
Him and Breshard Smith.
Or Breshard Smith, who did not have a good preseason game. Yeah. No doubt.
So I'm fine with adding. Let's add Jason Brownlee today to Camp Darling Island. He's on the island, and tomorrow we'll discuss.
Which puts us up to 5 people, which means 2 have to be eliminated tomorrow.
That's fine. Hang on a second.
Man, they could still be saved by Chiefs social media. Breshard Smith better catch some diving pass or something today.
So I'm curious. When are we making the determination on who wins?
Next Monday.
Okay.
2 preseason games is enough. Camp is over officially. We give them 1 more game to make their case, and then we declare the winner of Camp Darling.
So I'm worried. I want to ask a question. Regarding this game on Friday, let's say we get down to our final 3, and somebody has a day who's not on our list. Did they all of a sudden just come out of nowhere and win
Maybe.
It?
Maybe, yeah. This is like reality.
If Noah Williams, let's say Noah Williams is, or Omar Namalat is eliminated, whatever the case is. He's not a part of the final 3. But he has 4 sacks on Friday and forces a fumble. All of a sudden, could he come out of nowhere back in and win it?
Yes.
Or are we stuck to the final 3?
No, I do not think we're stuck to anything.
Okay.
In reality TV, you're not stuck to anything. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Okay.
That's right.
I like it.
5 years from now, we can name a co-champion.
Social media usually crowns themselves a Camp Darling. We decided to have Camp Darling Island this year, and it's winding down. You know, as the promos would say, if this was on, you know, The Bachelor, Cody, it would be the most dramatic Camp Darling elimination day yet.
Yeah,
is coming tomorrow.
I think you should get a promo gold for that.
You want me to? The most dramatic, Camp Darling elimination in the show's history
tomorrow when we get down to 3.
We'll tell you.
We'll tell you who's getting to meet the parents or something. Is there like a special thing we get to do for them?
We'll tell you who's getting eliminated from the island after this break.
Jeez, someone said a 31-year-old is damaged goods. And Big Bob is not damaged.
The whole setup of Camp Darling is not for a vet. It's just not.
You better come with that same energy when Big Bob catches a touchdown in a playoff game this year for the Chiefs.
Again, that's not what a Camp Darling is.
Someone says you can't just bring a new person to the island midseason. Oh, the Camp Darling is just a training camp thing. There will be no additions in the middle of the season. This is done in a week. This week.
Monday, we'll declare the winner.
After the second preseason game.
Man's been on 4 teams. He can't be a Camp Darling.
Can we give the winner a rose? We might get a cheap trophy made. And the trophy, if you guys remember, the cheap trophy would just be Justin Ross. Mm-hmm. He would be the de facto representative of that.
Yeah, yeah. The official Justin Ross trophy, because that's really the Chiefs impetus behind where this
started. Chiefs have like the Mack Lee Hill Award. We want to establish the Justin Ross Award, officially known as the Camp Darling.
Because he's the king of Camp Darlings, at least in the time we've been doing
it. And we're not allowed to rename it, correct? I don't want to get down the rabbit hole of the renaming trophies anymore.
Cody, is he recent enough? Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty recent. That's actually falling
so he was technically on the team 3 weeks ago.
If we're renaming after someone older, we should be calling like the Weston Dressler Award or some other guy from the 80s or 90s or something. But no, we're naming it after a recent one. It's already fitting, Mike.
So how can they win if they get eliminated? Because if you watch reality TV, somebody all of a sudden gets eliminated from the show, and then 3 weeks later, they're magically back on it. Or there's an ex that comes back on the show to cause trouble. I mean, that's basically what happens.
Exactly.
Somebody from a previous season all of a sudden just shows up. Yeah.
All right.
We'll
get you
up to date on that tomorrow.
Camp Darling Island. Thank you. Congratulations to Jason Brownlee. You're on the island.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.